Coming Home Late, Part 2. Copyright sonicerotica.com. I'm rolled over onto my stomach now and drawn back like a bowstring, arched into a curve that has my head on its side beside my folded arms and your hands on my hips lifting me up. Like the women in antique Japanese yukiyoi, I'm folded and arranged for nothing but pleasure. There is little I can say with my mouth muffled as I sink into the pillow, but you know me well enough to know that I am moaning softly as you pull my hips to your face and dip your tongue between my folds. You like me this way because I give in to you and your unhurried rhythm, your infuriatingly slow circles and incursions that you measure painfully, accurately, to keep me just below boiling. It is thus that you are always the eye of the storm. I suppose you know how my mind frets and rages in impatience by the way I push against the fingers that slide inside me and try to grind against the palm of your hand. When you have had your fill of the liquid spreading over my thighs and the feel of your fingers plunging inside of me is no longer enough, you stand beside the bed and with a firm grip on my ankles draw my legs either side of you. You can see that I am so very swollen and that I tremble as your fingers continue their investigation of the valley between my upturned cheeks. I know that you are increasingly hard as you have let me feel you nudge my thigh, but won't let me know quite how much when I reach my hand out blindly to feel you. When it is like this, I know it will be only your way and at your pace, not mine. You seem to decide that I will have to wait for you with the most maddening self-control. I wilt into the bed, slightly disappointed, but know that you want to maintain your vantage point and this control. You blow gently on my wetted skin and slide your tongue inside me as your fingers find where that pulsing is coming from between my legs. Your other hand gently quizzes me where I am tightest, and as you withdraw your tongue and work your fingers faster, I know you will rouse me into a frenzy of need to be penetrated, which you will choose to withhold to torture me. The space between where your hands are working seems painfully far apart, but you never do give in despite my bucking and moaning. I am almost enraged and choking on screams as you measure precisely and let me finally burst from your slow-building pressure. All at once I'm shivering and useless, and go to withdraw from you sulkily, but you hold firm to my hips. Before my breathing has slowed, your hips collide hard with mine as you slide with authority right up to the very firm base of you. You're well aware that I'm terribly sensitive and will scream that this is too much, but you are almost coldly insistent in having your way. As you guide yourself where you will into my shuddering form, you know from experience what I can and can't manage. It is now that I feel you lose the precision of your actions and your back is slumped somewhat over me. You're still holding my hips, but more for balance than control of any other kind, and I know that your eyes are most likely closed and your lips slightly parted. I can hear from the words issuing in torn syllables that you are finally mine, and as I squeeze myself closed in contractions around you, it is I, though folded and arranged in this manner, that finally has you right where I want you. It takes little more than for me to push back into your hips, contracting firmly around you, for me to cause the explosion that has you fully doubled over, helpless as you shudder in spasms of increasing severity. Before your breathing has slowed, I've relaxed and drawn tight around you once more, just to feel you quake and protest. There is nothing quite like the feeling of your breath, soft and wet on my neck.